during this actual count that night, the Salvation Army and the canteen run opened up a warming center. That's something our community hasn't necessarily had in the past, but it was open for men or women who were needing shelter. It wasn't an operating as a long-term shelter in our community, but the various nights where they saw the weather conditions go at a certain rate, you know, a certain wind chill or actual temperature drop, they would open up at the local Salvation Army church. So the warming center was open the night of the count, and I actually went there with some volunteers and tried to complete surveys. Again, these surveys are all voluntary based. So, you know, we would ask to interview people, but some chose not to be interviewed. All of this data comes from what people tell us.
Well, and then overall, though, you still have fewer unsheltered persons at that time or in this survey. So are there more options regardless of what time of year?
I guess a little bit, yes. We have operated for the last 2 years, not during the month of January, but for the last 2 years, the United Way has tried to operate an emergency family housing program where they will connect families with children with a local case management agency and actually house them in a hotel. The longer-term model is hoping to open a permanent site. A site's been identified, and another agency's working towards that. I don't know if that will be open this winter, but it's hopeful that will be open in the next year or so. As far as single men and women, there aren't a lot of options. Austin's Place is a local winter option for women without children to stay in the basement. Currently, First United Methodist Church of downtown Champaign has operated for the last, I believe, 6 years during the winter months. So again, if there's a woman who's in need of shelter during the cold, but it really is hard to gauge. The week is given to us. We choose the 24-hour period, and then it's just a matter of whether or not we can find people. But you're correct in your point. We had 26 unsheltered people the year before, and then we only found 12 unsheltered, meaning they're truly without anywhere to go. They're either living in a car, maybe a park bench under a viaduct.
Christine, at the Time Center, you operated a lot during the severe weather, during the winter. What are some of the things that you see from being a supervisor there?
A lot of what we see at Time Center, we deal with the single men who come into the Time Center, and a lot of what they need are the mental health services and the substance abuse services. And so a lot of them come to us first needing treatment. And once they can get through some of those life circumstances that they're trying to deal with, then they can move on to things like finding and holding a job. During the winter months, when the weather was so severe, we did open up as a warming center during the day. So they had the canteen run and they had the Austin's Place available in the evening hours and overnight hours. And then we would open up during the day. And we had a lot of women who would come in during the day and just sit in the facility and take advantage of that. So we open up and offer showers. They can get food from our soup kitchen, and so the community can come in periodically through the day and do that. I would love to see transitional living for women who don't have children and to help provide that, and I know that that's something that the community has looked into.
So how has the amount of grant funding or lack thereof been able to determine what you've been able to do for the homeless population recently?
In the last few years, the federal government has changed the rules. It's now called the Hearth Act. And so the goal is really to try to do more homeless prevention and rapid rehousing. So instead of having, and they're really looking at agencies asking us as a continuum to make our funding decisions based on successful outcomes. In the past, we really looked at just how many nights were people sheltered. And moving forward, we're kind of a transition period right now, but we're really going to be looking at, and I think this is a good thing, if person A was homeless this year, how frequently did they come back into the shelter cycle? And not just your shelter, but any shelter in our community, because we really haven't succeeded in helping them. I do feel that we're always going to have some. It's part of human behavior and some of the choices that people make or some of the conditions that occur to them. But we're really trying to move towards rapid rehousing, preventing homelessness when we can. And then when we have those circumstances where someone is truly in need of a shelter, how can we help them succeed, as Christine said, in those other services that they need, whether it's, you know, job training, dealing with addiction, making sure we're connecting people to all those things and not keeping them siloed in any one agency.